The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. To mark the start of the Nishka harvest season and the Ulican Run, Lakalzap is hosting this year's Hobie. Bobby Clark, Director of Communications and Intergovernmental Relations for the Nishka Lism's government, explained the history and purpose of Hobie.
So Hobie is the annual celebration of a new season of harvest for the Nisqually Nation, and been conveyed to us through our elders that they often observe the crescent moon in February. If it had the star sitting in between the bowl shape of the moon, that would indicate a plentiful season of harvest for the Nisqually Nation. And the season of harvest begins with the arrival of the sack, the Ulican, that commonly arrives at this time of the year. Many of our men and women are traditional harvesters of the Ulican, including the preservation of the Ulican grease.
Clark explained further why the Ulican is so important to the Nishka Nation.
Going back generations, our ancestors provided the precious resource to many neighboring nations when food supply was low during the cold winter months. So the arrival of the Ulican was especially a precious time for us to gather and to celebrate that we have this precious resource.
Each year, a different village within the Nishka Nation hosts Hobie. So Clark explained the order that the celebration follows and how they celebrate handing over the ceremony.
So it rotates along the river. So we go up and down the Nass River. So it was in Kidwinsesk last year, so it moved down river to Lakalzap, and then it's moving to the mouth of the Nass River to Kingolsh next year. And after Kingolsh, it'll move back up to New Orleans. So there are four villages in the Nass Valley, four Nisqually villages of Kidlachdamix, Nuyanch, Kidwinsesk, Lakalzap, and Kingolsh. Last year, the celebration was hosted by Kidwinsesk, and as hosts, they handed over the moon, which is the symbol of the celebration of Hobie, to Lakalzap, who are the hosts this year. And at the conclusion of the celebrations on Saturday, the Lakalzap hosts will have then hand the moon over to Zimgiyat and Segdamanat, the chiefs and matriarchs of Kingolsh, as our hosts for 2024.
Clark went on to describe what celebrating Hobie means to the nation today.
Really, it is a celebration of culture and keeping our language and culture alive and well, and celebrating the bounty that for the Nisqually, our beautiful Nass River, provides us. It's a significant celebration in that regard.
Hobie starts tomorrow, February 24th, in Lakalzap at their community center for the raising of the Smoigit Lay totem pole at 9 a.m., which will be followed by a feast and cultural dance performances by nations from around the area, ending at 10 p.m. on Saturday, February 25th. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.